The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
You're in tune with Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We are in Washington. And Larry's going to introduce the person to whom the spotlight remains.
That's right. After a tremendous, spectacular Super Bowl show, which was broadcast around the world to about 100 million plus people. People think that Shakira and Jennifer Lopez revived the respectability of the Super Bowl halftime show. But we're going to focus on one half of the team today. It's Shakira, whose real name is Shakira Isabel Maribak Ripoll. She's from Colombia, and she has put out her 11th album and also released a world tour live CD. The 11th album is called El Dorado. And today, we're going to focus on her new single, which is in Spanish. And the new song is called Me Gusta. And it features Anuel AA, Anuel AA. So let's check it out, and then we'll talk about Shakira and the halftime show.
Me gusta eso que me dices, pero sé que son excusas. No hay duda, dices que me quieres, pero siento que me usas.
Larry, do foreign language songs usually make it in the United States?
Yes, it seems to be quite a trend these days. You've got BTS singing some Korean songs that have been doing well. You've got Mi Gente, you've got Despacito, you've got quite a few songs that have done very well in other languages. And I think it's a sign of the times. If you watch the Super Bowl, Shakira says that this time around they wanted to honor the Hispanic culture, from which Shakira and Jennifer Lopez are both, of course, obviously prominent members.
And the game was played in Miami with a heavily Hispanic population.
Yes, and so everybody loved the show, even though some of the songs were in Spanish. It brings in a whole new audience to the viewership around the world. And so there seems to be a trend in music now to open up to other languages. So Spanish would be top on the list, at least here in the United States. You know that Sunday, when she performed on the Super Bowl stage, it was her 43rd birthday. So happy birthday. What a great birthday present.
And she looks a little younger than 43.
She looked fantastic. In Shakira's career, she has earned 3 Grammy Awards, 13 Latin Grammy Awards, and 39 Billboard Latin Music Awards. She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2009, Billboard called her the top-selling female Latin artist of the decade.
He's Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman, and we will talk with you a week from now on Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.